How 215 Lakeshore Boulevard condos address the substantial development of the location. 215 Lakeshore Boulevard East will be a pre-construction condo development in the Toronto's neighborhood East Bayfront, which is rapidly transforming. It would include two striking condo towers together with townhomes as well as an array of low or mid-rise buildings. Being developed by Greenland Group, the condominium is slated for the occupancy in the year 2020. Simply to the west of Lower Sherbourne Street, the East Bayfront condominiums would occupy on a 3.8-acre parcel of land. The project has made some major headlines while it was announced that the Canadian arm of Greenland Group, with roots in all around the world including Shanghai, had bought the underutilized land from the top developers of Toronto. About the structure of the development. Most recently, it has been revealed that the Hariri Puntarini would be designing 215 Lakeshore Boulevard floor plans. It is an architectural firm based in the Toronto, which is really visionary and accountable for the most high-rise condominiums, cultural institutions, and houses across the globe. As a total, the condominium would house 700 units that include two main condo towers, which are standing 40 and 50 stories. These two towers would occupy the eastern corner of the site and can be designed in such a way for complementing each other as one among the sculptural elements. These two towers will draw inspiration out of two sails of the same boat with an exclusive design, which appears to be caught the wind, featuring gently curved exteriors. Addressing the substantial growth of the area. With possible commercial or retail space, the western portion of the development would engage a blend of mid-rise buildings and townhomes. The whole community would be designed with the purpose to complement the East Bayfront's burgeoning pedestrian environment with the help of an arching pedestrian walkway, which would be connecting the development of 215 Lakeshore Boulevard East to some new arts as well as cultural developments in the west, and to the east is Sherbourne Commons. Condos in the neighborhood of East Bayfront will offer a great investment opportunity. For more information, look into 215 Lakeshore Boulevard condos brochure. Being called as the Lower Yonge Precinct Plan, the ongoing planning project extended by the Waterfront Toronto will be going to address the considerable development anticipated for the area. Recent transformations made in the development. Just on the seashore of Lake Ontario, a picturesque location is ideally situated and has been underutilized till now. Queens Quay revitalization is one among the most recent transformations being witnessed by the neighborhood. The project has seen the launch of a multi-use, tree-lined promenade designed over the waterfront, now famous with joggers, cyclists, and walkers, too. Additionally, a new streetcar was included into the service, which will connect the resident to the East Bayfront area from the Union Station. Either in the pre-construction or construction phase, there are a number of developments found over this corridor, including a project being inspired by the arts and culture, which will witness all new campuses for George Brown and OCAD, in addition to the gallery space, retail as well as restaurant galleria.